It is September 6th, 2026, and the defining story of the day is the emergence of AI-native healthcare. While the tech industry debates the pace of model releases, a quiet revolution is happening in medicine, where the lack of legacy software is allowing new companies to leapfrog decades of outdated infrastructure. This shift is part of a broader transformation where artificial intelligence is moving from a productivity tool to a fundamental driver of human connection, economic growth, and organizational structure. The healthcare sector presents a unique opportunity because it never built the complex middleware rails that other industries now struggle to replace. Julie Yu, a general partner at A6CZ, argues that this historical underinvestment is actually an advantage. Instead of fighting against expensive, entrenched systems, new entrants can build directly on AI-native workflows. This is creating a market for out-of-pocket, AI-driven services with cost structures that are 100 times lower than traditional care. Companies like Counsyl Health are already offering 24/7 asynchronous chat with licensed doctors, bypassing the traditional appointment model entirely. Yu predicts that within a decade, individuals will carry personalized AI doctors in their pockets, driven by continuous health monitoring rather than sporadic medical records. This is not just about efficiency, it is about giving patients direct control over their care in a system that has long been opaque and expensive. This theme of direct control extends beyond health into the broader consumer experience. There is a growing consensus that the biggest opportunity in consumer AI is not in making people more productive, but in making them happier. The current landscape is dominated by tools that extend intellect, but there is a spiritual hunger for technology that extends the soul. Founders are now looking for the interface between the high agency of a chatbot and the passive consumption of a social feed. The goal is to build products that improve connections with friends and family, addressing the basic human needs for love, progress, and fun. This is a product design challenge, not a model capability challenge. The models are ready, the interfaces are not. We are seeing early signs of this in companion products and creative tools, but the real prize lies in building loops that make users feel more connected and less isolated. It is a shift from asking what can AI do for me, to asking how can AI help me live a fuller life. Meanwhile, the enterprise world is undergoing a similar but distinct transformation. The focus has shifted from counting use cases to redesigning operations from the ground up. Alex Lieberman of 10X Labs outlines a set of characteristics for AI-native companies, emphasizing that these firms must treat context as code and build a single intelligence layer that aggregates all data into a queryable source of truth. A key insight here is that autonomy is earned, not granted. Companies are implementing a ladder of observation, suggestion, and approved action before agents run workflows independently. This is not about replacing humans, but about redefining their role. Human judgment remains at the first and final mile of processes, while AI handles the middle. This approach requires a cultural shift where governance is seen as a partner in transformation, not a blocker. The result is a more agile organization that can adapt to change at a pace that was previously impossible. This organizational agility is closely tied to the quality of leadership. A common failure mode is the leader by accident, where technical experts are promoted without assessing their willingness or capability to lead. A study of 57,000 leaders found that consistently strong leadership more than doubles profit growth over 4 to 5 years. Jim Collins' research in Good to Great identified level 5 leadership, which combines strong willpower with personal humility, as the primary differentiator between good and great companies. To achieve this, companies must treat leadership as a teachable skill and measure it with the same rigor as business results. Top firms now use 2 equally weighted key performance indicators, business results and leadership performance. This systemic approach shifts leadership from an optional offer to a consistent expectation, ensuring that the people driving the AI transformation are also the ones capable of guiding the human side of the business. The infrastructure supporting these transformations is also evolving, particularly in the realm of data sovereignty. In Europe, there is a growing concern about the risks of relying on US-based cloud services for sensitive strategic information. Holger Kraus of InnoQ highlights the deprecation of self-hosting options for Jira, which forces companies to consider open-source alternatives like OpenProject. This is not just a technical decision, it is a strategic one. By using self-hosted, open-source tools, companies can maintain control over their data and avoid the legal risks associated with US cloud providers. This trend reflects a broader desire for autonomy and control, mirroring the push for AI-native workflows in healthcare and enterprise. It is a recognition that the tools we use to manage our work must align with the values of sovereignty and independence. Looking ahead, the next few months will be critical in determining whether these trends coalesce into a new economic paradigm. We will watch to see if consumer AI products can successfully bridge the gap between productivity and happiness, and if enterprise AI transformations can sustain their momentum without sacrificing human oversight. The healthcare sector will be a key indicator as the first wave of AI-native clinics begins to scale. If these models prove viable, they could fundamentally reshape the global healthcare landscape, offering a glimpse into a future where technology serves not just our work, but our well-being. The stakes are high, but the potential for a more connected, efficient, and fulfilling society is greater than ever before.